Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, June 11th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America up front. The USA quickly reopening as COVID recedes. New cases dropping in all 50 states. The nation now reporting about 14,000 daily infections, down from 250,000 in January, a 95% decline in less than 6 months. And of course, that's due to the vaccine. The daily death rate hovering at about 400 in this country, twice the number associated with the seasonal flu. Despite the good news, a new poll from Gallup shows most Democrats believe folks should remain indoors even after being vaccinated. 71% of progressives say Americans must, quote, stay in their homes as much as possible to avoid the virus. But 8 in 10 Republicans say it's time to get back to business as usual. I can name a few people I would like to see stay inside forever, but that would be mean. Next up, Vice President Harris visiting Central America to address the so-called root causes of illegal immigration. Ms. Harris blaming the spike in migrants to the USA on issues like violence, corruption, and climate change. The leader of Guatemala believes it's Joe Biden's fault, saying the administration is encouraging asylum seekers to come to the USA, which is true. Kamala Harris still has no plans to visit, to actually go to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to the Department of Homeland Security. About 150,000 people illegally enter the USA every month. President Biden, as you know, put Ms. Harris in charge of stopping that. How do you think she's doing? Yeah. Finally, this could be a summer of violence. This crime is rising in all major cities. The number of children killed by handguns in Chicago is up 300% from year to year. Homicides and shootings up at least 20% in San Francisco, Chicago, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Miami, New York City, and other Democrat-controlled jurisdictions. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor de Blasio and the Board of Corrections now ending the use of solitary confinement as a punishment for violent incarcerated people. Supporters say the practice is inhumane and psychologically damaging for both prisoners and guards. Critics say there simply isn't any other way to stop violence inside prison without physically isolating the killers and the rapists. Coming up, my message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at Bill O'Reilly, one word, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to Francis, who's in Concord, New Hampshire. Bill, I agree with the January 6th assault on D.C. that it was very bad. However, I feel the burning riots before that in Portland, Seattle, and other places were just as bad. I disagree, Francis. When you have a riot at the nation's capital, where people are trying to prevent Congress from doing its business and who are committing felonies in the process by destroying parts of the Capitol and overwhelming police, when you have all that, it is far worse than a local situation. That doesn't justify Portland and Seattle. The people who are rioting in those and other towns should go to federal prison. Absolutely. But this Capitol thing was awful and far worse than a local crime. Michael is coming to us from Charleston, South Carolina, nice town. Bill, yesterday you said the bipartisan investigation of the January 6th riots did not find that President Trump had any personal responsibility. I did not say that, Michael. On the No Spin News and on the radio, I said that the Congressional Committee did not mention President Trump's name. Accuracy is very, very important when listening to me. All right, Paul is in Rochester, Minnesota. Why not use the $861 million President Biden is promising to send to Central America to shore up the border? Because, Paul, President Biden does not want to stop people from coming into the United States illegally. If he did want to do that, he would have kept the Trump policies in place. You know, it took President Trump 3 years to get the Remain in Mexico policy in place. However, Joe Biden came in and just knocked this out and had nothing to put in its place. So now we have a catastrophe on the southern border, and President Biden is clueless. Jeffrey in San Diego, California. The legislature makes laws. The executive branch implements the laws. The judiciary acts as a referee to see which laws are constitutional. How can a district attorney anywhere take it upon his or herself to ignore the law? Jeffrey, it's an excellent question you're asking. It is called prosecutorial discretion. In every legal jurisdiction, DAs and attorneys general can pass on prosecuting people who disobey the law. It's up to them. Marcia, Prescott, Arizona, will President Trump be live and in person with you on the history tour? Yes, Marcia. Yes, that's what the tour is all about. Me and President Trump will be in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Dallas, Houston. Check it out on BillO'Reilly.com. I am Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and check out my new book, please, Killing the Mob, Great Father's Day Gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Next week, I am off on vacation, and I'm going to a great place, Wyoming. With 577,000 residents, Wyoming is the least populated state in the Union, so there's plenty of room to roam, and roam I will. Wyoming joined the USA in 1890 after years of being the Wyoming Territory. The name Wyoming comes from the Dakota word, big, flat plains. Wyoming is home to Yellowstone National Park, the first of the U.S. parks. I will be there. Now, I have been lucky enough to visit all 50 states. I have made it a crusade to visit every major city and every state in the Union. And what I have learned is enormous, because each section of the country, indeed each state, is unique, different, and has an atmosphere that is, well, let's just put it this way. We're all one people as far as being American citizens. But if you live in Mississippi, you have a far different life experience than if you live in Washington State. And I wanted to learn about all that. So from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Key West, Florida, I've been everywhere. Now, I think I've been to Wyoming 3 times prior. It is a magnificent state, particularly the western part. So I'm going to the Tetons, and then I'm going to float down the Snake River, and hopefully I won't see any snakes. And then I'm going to go up to Yellowstone, as I said, taking my son, because I want to give him the western experience. Because where I live on Long Island, we're about as far away from the Western experience as you can get in North America. And I got to tell you from the heart, all experiences in America, every section, there isn't one place that I've said, it really wasn't worth the time. I'm looking forward to visiting Wyoming next week, and I hope nobody throws anything at me. Now this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.